Hi guys, it's Molly. So, I wanted to talk to you about the time I rape baited a friend of mine and got myself really hurt. I'm a little embarrassed of this story because I never tell anyone about it. Because I feel like it's kind of shameful that I had done this to a friend. But I might as well be honest. So I was a teenager. He was a little bit older than me. We were both in high school, but he was in like the bad high school, like for the kids with the behavior problems, and I was in, you know, public school, so like we never saw each other during school hours, but on weekends and at parties and stuff, we'd see each other around and flirt, but that was about it. It was just flirting. One day I told him I'd love to come to his house and hang out with him at night. He said, "Sure, you know, I live in the basement. There's a side door, and just come knock on the door and I'll let you in." And I did. I showed up feigning that I was more drunk than I was. He had opened the door and just sees this like scantily clad little drunk girl who's just like, "Yeah, I'm ready for whatever." So we go into his, you know, into his room slash basement. I sit on the couch and instantly start playing, "Oh, I'm more drunk than I realized," and, you know, "Oh, don't fuck me, you know. Don't fuck me until I sober up for a moment." And he's like, "You know, okay, honey, why don't you just lay back and close your eyes?" So I did. And he kept asking me every few minutes, "Are you awake? Are you awake?" I wanted to see what would happen if I faked being asleep, if I just didn't answer when he asked me if I was awake. I didn't expect him to roll me over onto my belly, and I did not expect him to spit on my asshole, and I didn't expect him to slam it in. I couldn't fake it. I couldn't fake being asleep anymore. I started screaming, like hysterical, violent screaming. It was a terrible experience. He took my face and he buried it into the pillow. And he growled in my ear that if I yelled too loud and his parents caught us, I'd be in trouble too. And he was not lying. If they called my parents, I'd be in a fuck ton of trouble. So I just bit into the pillow and just let him ass fuck me. I remember feeling the sense of humiliation. Like, I was afraid he was gonna go to school the next day and tell everyone how he just ripped my ass open with his cock. He was just fucking me so hard. I was crying, screaming into the pillow, and I was so scared. Because I was thinking to myself, too, you know, I mean, he's raping me. What if he doesn't want to let me go after. I did not think this through. Because now there was no stopping him. He was inside me, and I couldn't get him out. Not without a loud fight, not without disrupting the household, not without exposing my activities to my parents. He just kept calling me whore and slut. Like softly against my ear, pumping into me, and when he was coming, I remember being just feeling so humiliated when he pulled his dick out and started jacking off on my back. It made me feel so dirty. It made me feel so wrong. And I just laid down on my side. And it just hurt so bad, it felt like my ass was on fire. But after he was done, he was bitching at me because he'd fucked me so hard that my ass was bleeding. And it got on his sheets and all over his dick. I was horrified as he rounded up my clothes and made me get dressed. And he did not let me take a shower. He just threw my clothes on me without even wiping the cum off my back. I'd completely forgotten it was there until I'd gotten home and started peeling off my clothing when I realized that there was dried cum sticking my clothing to my back. It was terrifying. Because I didn't know if I was going to go to school the next day and everyone was going to know that he used me as his, like, anal rape toy. And normally that's, like, a really sexy phrase for me, but not in this case for me. And I want you to know, listeners, I want you to come to my pain. I want you to come knowing how much it's hurting me. I'm not sure why I like that, but I don't want this pain to get wasted and just be nothing. I don't want this to be useless pain. I want it to have a purpose and a meaning. I don't want it to be in vain. If I touch myself while I'm in pain and I come, and then you come to my tears and my suffering, it's like symbiosis. Yeah, I give you pain to enjoy and cherish, and I've got something to do with mine, where it's just not hanging off of me anymore. It's got a reason and a purpose and a use, and it's to make you come. He made me feel so dirty. I can't stop touching myself to it, to thinking about how he hurt me. How I bled so hard. I had to hide from my... uncle. I had to hide from him for a week. Because if he would have caught me alone and managed to fuck me in the ass, he would notice that another man's been up there. It wouldn't have been so good. It would have got me into a lot of trouble. He would have gone nuts on me. He would have gone completely nuts. I remember the blood pouring down my leg and not knowing whether I was horny and dripping cum or injured, because both were equally possible. My body does this thing where it hates what's happening to it, but my mind eats it up. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna. What was I talking about again? We were talking about something, and then I couldn't keep my fingers out of my pussy. I think I'm gonna listen back to this so I can know what tags to put on. Because I have no idea what's going on right now. I literally just made myself retarded with coming. Oh, I know that's not a nice word. I apologize. I'm a bad girl. Beat me. Good night.